and on your laptop. Wherever you go.
This thing is extremely thin.
Portability.
That's what you need this laptop for.
Angelina Radio is streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Four teams, three schools, two games, and two sub-state champions set to be crowned tonight here at Marysville High School in Class 3A. It has all come down to the sub-state championship games across the landscape, and we bring you two fantastic games and two tickets set to be punched to Hutchinson later on next week. Good evening from Marysville High School. Brandon Tamman alongside Trenton Craxner. Colin Felkamp is our studio producer. Mentioning three schools, Nemaha Central, both their teams here tonight. Girls set to take on Riley County in the first game, and the Thunder Boys coming off that monster upset last night against top-ranked Sabetha. They will get another tough test as they get the host school tonight in the Marysville Bulldogs in the latter portion of our doubleheader. We got two great games and excited to bring it to you here on KNZA 103.9 FM and, of course, across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Well, let's dive into it and let's get set for the first matchup tonight, Nemaha Central and Riley County on the girls' side. You look at both of these teams, Falcons impressive in their semifinal win on ECCHS 39-36, and then Nemaha Central, they took care of business, beating down Big 7 foe Hiawatha in their semifinal here, 53-42. Contrasting styles for sure, both can play low scoring, both can score if need be, but let's start with the visitors from Riley County. Again, impressed ECCHS on Thursday night, shutting down the top three, four scores for the Tigers. They got some capable shooters, can play some good defense, they're not very deep, but there's a reason they're in this game tonight.
Yeah, it's because they play a really suffocating zone defense. They really pack it in, and that's due to they're very active. Like, the people on the top of that 2-3 zone come down. They're gonna, if you're Nemaha Central and you're trying to get the ball into Larkin or Addie Holthouse, you know, you might see C.J. Rignell or Adnan Lambert come down, sneak in, and steal a pass. We saw it multiple times. They did it with Wallace the other night when they were playing ACCHS. But can you handle that pressure if you're Riley County? Because you're going to see it all night. For the Nemaha Central girls, can you handle that pressure and get in your sets and knock down some open shots like you did on Thursday?
And again, to the other side here with Nemaha Central, number four in Class 3A. They're 20-2 after the win against Hiawatha on Thursday. Season that the Thunder girls have been in a sub-state championship game again. This is nothing new for them. They lost last year. The sub-states were a little bit different last year. They played Silver Lake, who is currently the number one team in 3A going into their sub-state championship, but that's who they lost to last year in a sub-state title game in overtime. This time, obviously, Riley County, same league, of course, out of the Mideast, but this is nothing new for this Thunder squad.
Yeah, so, I mean, we talked about the Nemaha Central boys when the key to them being Sabetha is they had that pedigree from football, so there's going to be no nerves for the Nemaha Central girls. This is nothing new. So, can they use that to their advantage? Because County's probably going to be a little bit nervous. Can they use that advantage out to a hot start, get out in pressure, and get some runouts like we saw them do against Hiawatha on the nightcap on Thursday?
You know, despite Central's the higher seed, they're actually going to be rocking the road. Purple uniforms here tonight. Riley County will have the luxury of wearing their home white uniforms. Don't ask me why it's set up that way, but it is. But nonetheless, there is a huge contingent of purple here on our side where we're broadcasting. With crowd with them as well. This place is packed. It will be for both games, and it's going to be a lot of fun to determine which two of these four teams tonight are going to advance to the state tournament next weekend out in Hutchinson. We'll start here with Riley County, and we'll get into the start. The head coach, Kelsey Nelson, and the Falcons at 15 wins and 7 losses off the win over ACCHS on Thursday night. They will go like this. C.J. Rignell in the backcourt, a 5'7 senior guard at 12.5 points per game. Anna Lambert, the 5'9 sophomore forward, is a leading scorer for this squad at 12.8 points per game, also the leading rebounder as well at over 7 boards. Shepard also in the starting lineup. She is a 5'8 junior, averaging 7.6 points per game. Maddie Davis, a 5'7 junior at 3.8 points per game. And then Drew Shirley, a 5'7 junior at under 1 point and nearly a rebound and a half per contest. So again, for the Falcons and head coach Kelsey Nelson, it is Rignell, Lambert, Shepard, Davis, and Shirley. We'll get the Thunder starting lineup right after a quick timeout here on KNZA.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed. And get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things.
Well, snap out of it!
There's a movement to take back control. To take back financial freedom. To take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Right before that timeout, we mentioned the Riley County starters for tonight. Again, Rignell, Lambert, Shepherd, Davis, and Shirley for head coach Kelsey Nelson. The 2 seed and number 4 ranked Nemaha Central head coach Haddon Hilton, 12th year at the helm. They are 20-2 after the win against Hiawatha on Thursday night. We'll start here. Ella Larkin, the 5'9 senior forward, 11.7 points per game and just shy of 7 rebounds a game. She was big against Hiawatha, leading all scorers with 18 points. Tammy Dollinghouse, the 5'6 sophomore guard, at 4.4 points per game. Also in the starting lineup, Callie Honeyman, a 5'11 sophomore, nearly 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Reagan Garrity, a 6-foot sophomore forward, 7 points and nearly 5 rebounds per game. And then Addie Holthouse, the 5'10 senior, at just shy of 16 points and 7 rebounds per game. So again, for the Thunder, at 20-2, it'll be Honeyman, Larkin, Holthouse, Dollinghouse, and Garrity. All right, real quick, about to tip this one up here. Let's talk about a few keys. What do you see on each side? What needs to be done for each of these teams to come out with a win?
Your Nemaha Central, try and get those runouts early. Jump out to a hot start and make Riley County play from behind, because they did a good job against ACCHS there tonight. They led most of the way, so they didn't have the pressure of playing from behind. But if you're Riley County, be able to contain getting out of that pressure and get up some shots and jump out to an early control and slow down the game like you did against ACCHS and limit possessions like they did. Should be a good one here, though, partner.
Winner is on to Hutchinson next week for the state championship tournament in Class 3A. Again, the road team tonight technically is Nemaha Central, rocking the all-purples, blue and white trim, all-white home uniforms for Riley County. They got the light blue and black trim as well. Again, Nemaha Central, the higher seed, but nonetheless, Riley County is on the upper half of the bracket. So apparently that's how it works. You learn something new every day. Regardless, we got the Thunder, we got the Falcons, and we are set to tip this one up here from a packed Marysville High School. First of 2 games tonight, 2 sub-state champions will be crowned. It'll be Holthouse jumping for Nemaha Central, Lambert, the sophomore, jumping for the Falcons. Thunder from left to right, Falcons from right to left here in the first half. The whistle is blown, the tip is up. Garrity controls in Nemaha Central, the opening possession of this Class 3A sub-state championship game. 2-3 zone defense to start here for the Falcons. This is Honeyman, a right side pass to Dollinghouse in the corner. Skipping to Garrity, short corner left. Holthouse back to the top with Honeyman. Now Dollinghouse on the right wing. Honeyman straight up top. Chest pass left. It goes to Holthouse. Right now, a lot of perimeter passing. There's the entry into that zone. Garrity had it knocked away and a steal for the Falcons. Good opening possession defensively for Riley County. They push it into the front court with Rignell. And then Rignell's pass is out of bounds into the Nemaha Central bench. So both teams go turnover, turnover to start this ball game. Just over 30 seconds in, no score. A turnover by each team to start. Here's Holthouse up top to Larkin. Left side, Honeyman on the wing. Larkin again up at the point. Now Honeyman again. Here's Holthouse, left corner. Skips it back to Dollinghouse up top. Holds up four fingers to call out a play. Now Garrity at the point. One dribble right. Honeyman on the wing. Short corner Dollinghouse. She skips it back to the point with Garrity. Now Honeyman on the wing. 1 minute in. No score. Dollinghouse, a second touch here on the wing right. Good cheer from the Riley County side of the floor. Is again, not much movement here for this possession as Dollinghouse will drive a little strong off the floater. Addie Holthouse, an offensive rebound. Count it and the foul. And the Thunder out to a 2-0 lead and a chance for one more. Shirley picks up the foul. Good start there is Addie Holthouse again, a rebound and putback and a 2-0 Thunder lead.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Nemo Central when she was 25% from the three-point arc, and that's what Riley County is going to bait him into. But that was a good drop by Dollinghouse. You allow Holthouse, who just converted the old-fashioned three-point play, to snatch an offense rebound.
Here's that pressure for the Thunder after the made free throw. Rignell does a good job getting into the front court, pushing off there of Honeyman. Now settles in up top. Coming up on 90 seconds into this first quarter, a 3-0 Nemaha Central lead. Rignell wants a ball screen up top by Shepard. Not much with it. Holthouse switching. Now cutting off the baseline drive. Oh, hesitation by Rignell to the bucket and gets one in off the window. Just that little hesitation to get around Holthouse and get to the rack for two. It's now 3-2. Here's Garrity up top for Nemaha Central, pointing left. Honeyman in the corner for a triple. That is an air ball. And it's last touched underneath by Davis.
No, they sent it that way. The official right there said we're going the other way, so Riley County got it. I thought you were right there that Davis touched it, but ref was on top and said no, sir.
So Riley County does get the possession back, facing this full court pressure defense. Coming up on 2 minutes in, a 3-2 Nemaha Central lead. Falcons under head coach Kelsey Nelson, 15 wins this year, coming into tonight's sub-state title game. They have won 7 straight. They are 9-1 over their last 10. Here's Maddie Davis. Up top it goes. Shepard, who hit a 3 on Thursday night. Very capable outside shooter. Holds it up top, guarded by Larkin. Now Rignell wants a ball screen. Thought about a 3. Good closeout by Dollinghouse. Now Dollinghouse tips the pass, but it's picked up by Lambert. Able to keep the possession alive. Now Lambert drives. Blocked shot inside by Garrity. Garrity says no thank you. Is Addie Holthouse into the front court. 3-2 Thunder lead here in the first. Garrity up top. Looking for Larkin. Ceiling inside. Turning a little fadeaway. Jay a little strong and a rebound for Lambert. Slowing the tempo a little bit for Riley County. Coming up on 3 minutes in. A 3-2 Thunder lead. This is Lambert with the basketball. Now Rignell calling out the signal. Holding it along the left hip. Now puts it on the dribble. Guarded by Dollinghouse. But switching off here is Honeyman, as now Nemaha Central sitting back here in a 3-2 zone. Correction, 2-3. With Honeyman up top here with Dollinghouse. Now they switch. Ice kicks it left. Lambert ball fakes. Drives in. Good kick. Shirley. Right side now to Davis, who fires a 3. That's no good. Rebound for Addie Holthouse. 4:35 and counting first quarter. Thunder 3, Falcons 2. Backdoor. Larkin open. Layup good. Ella Larkin fundamentally sound off the left and finishing with the left. It's now 5-2. 3-point lead here for Nemaha Central at 4:20 to go in this opening quarter. So it looks like, again, I'm seeing maybe a triangle and two defensively here as Dollinghouse is guarding Rignell and then also being chased as Shepard by Honeyman. Got Larkin up top. A drive and kick left to Shepard. She gets in the lane. Good right side kick to Davis. Now up top it goes to Shirley. Shirley, they ain't closing out on her. Finally, Lambert gets it at the point.
That's someone who's only averaging a half a point a game, though, so Drew Shirley's not someone that's going to terrorize you from the field scoring, but you know, Riley County's slowing the game down. They're only down 3, you know, limiting possessions.
You hear that cheer behind us if you can. It's the Nemaha Central fans applauding the defensive effort here early. Here's Shepard, left wing, driving in, little pull-up Jay, shorts, and out of bounds, and back to Nemaha Central, it wasn't touched. Good defensive possession by the Thunder. They have a 3-point lead at 5-2 at 3:25 to go in the quarter. They have it back. Dollinghouse here into the front court. Now Addie Holthouse up top, hits it off to Honeyman. Now the Falcons kind of packing in that 2-3 zone. Talk about three-point shooting again. The Thunder, not the greatest three-point shooting team, just 25% from downtown. as they go inside. This is Holthaus. Shot rims out, no good, but she's back to the line to shoot two. So the size right now an issue, I think, for the Falcons defensively. And the foul is on Davis. That is her first, team foul number two. And Addie Holthaus set to shoot two. She's off to a good start here with 3 points and a couple of rebounds. First one up and good for Addie Holthaus, and she's got four. First up for Riley County, it's Gracie Schofield, a 5'5 sophomore guard. Checks into the game for Drew Shirley. And the second, good as well. Great start here for Addie Holthaus. She's got five. A 7-2 lead here for Nemaha Central with 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. 3A sub-state championship games here tonight for Marysville. Lambert, a nice drive. Kick right, Shepherd along two. It's short. Chasing it down in the corner. Still alive. It's going to bounce out of bounds. And it'll stay here with Riley County. Far side of the floor. Maddie Davis will throw it in. Davis had 6 points in the win against ACCHS on Thursday night. Rignell high right. Closed out here by Dollinghouse. Lambert sets a screen. Rignell then closed out quickly by Honeyman. Now Taryn Shepherd with the basketball, staring down the defensive effort by Holthaus. Now extending out the pressure here. Nemaha Central doing a great job. Not much movement here for Riley County on this possession, but they are taking off some time every time they get the ball and are certainly extending out these efforts offensively. Here's Rignell. Why not? She'll pull up and drill it. That's a three. Well, nothing going there, and Rignell says, fine, I'll take it myself, and she drills a right-wing three. And Riley County back to within two at 7-5. Larkin with the answer try. That one is no good. It was a three from straight on and the rebound for Lambert.
Yeah, and Lambert had was the show on Thursday. Rignell was kind of held in check, but Rignell is by far their best player. Hit the game winner. She missed a shot there, but she had the game winner against Sabetha a couple nights ago earlier.
Had the big game-winning three against Sabetha in the first round. That was a 26-24 final earlier in the week. Here's Honeyman, a two-point lead for Nemaha Central coming up on the final 90 seconds of this opening quarter. Still that 2-3 zone packed inside the three-point line. Dollinghouse at the point, right side to Holthaus, holds it right hip, goes to Larkin, bouncing it left to Honeyman, gets it to Dollinghouse in the corner. Here's Larkin at the elbow, kicks it right to Holthaus, ball fakes, cut off on the baseline drive, good defense there by Davis. Now it's back left side to Dollinghouse, who steps in for a contested shot. It's an air ball. Rebound, though, for Addie Holthaus, who swims through a couple defenders and puts it up and in. 7 points and three early rebounds for Addie Holthaus, a 9-5 Nemaha Central lead at a minute to go in the quarter. Addie Holthaus right now the difference in this game early. Well, you would almost be surprised if Riley County didn't waste the final 48 seconds here and go for that final shot of the quarter. Unless they get a good look. Rignell up top. Now 40 seconds to go. Works it left. Still dribbling on the wing. Guarded by Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse nearly knocked it away. Now Rignell backs into the corner and fires. That's an air ball three. And fighting on the other side. And we get a whistle and a foul. I think this is on Honeyman. Trying to fight for that rebound. That is her first. And the first foul against the Thunder, as we'll see Haley Holthaus and also Ellie Ruski as well. Garrity comes out. Dollinghouse is out as well. 29 seconds to go in the quarter. A 9-5 Nemaha Central lead. Riley County looking inside, tipped in the air, and Honeyman has a steal. Honeyman can go coast to coast. Does she make it all the way? She does. Callie Honeyman. Transition to 11-5 Nemaha Central by 6. 17 seconds to go. And now pressuring Rignell here in the backcourt. Rignell gets it back near sideline across midcourt. Being chased by three purple jerseys. And now a blocking foul against Ruski with 9 seconds to go as she was fighting with Rignell in the corner. So Ruski comes in, picks up the foul. Haddon Hilchin wants an explanation there. Thought it could have been a player control foul. Falcons have 9 seconds to work with here to end the first quarter. They're down six. Holthaus to guard the inbounds. Shepherd gets it in. Rignell. 7 seconds. Looks up at the clock. On the wing. Gets it off to Davis. Rignell getting it back. 3 seconds to go. Swinging through. Step back. D. Triple. Front rim no good. And that takes us to the end of one. A good first 8 minutes for Nemaha Central in this sub-state championship game. It's the Thunder 11, the Falcons 5. Back after this on KNZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Don't we all wish it was sunny?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Riley County 5. As we're getting ready to start the second quarter here in this girls' sub-state championship game. And right now the story early, Addie Holtzhouse. She has been doing it since her freshman year. The senior obviously probably has a lot of aspirations to get to Hutchinson next week and potentially hoist the state championship. You got to get through tonight, but boy, she's been a handful here in the first 8 minutes.
Yeah, and 5 or 7 points. She came off offensive rebounds and stick back. She had the and one to start the game, and then their last bucket there was her on an offensive stick back. But, you know, it's been the defensive side that's really kept them in this because they're having long defensive possessions, and Rignell's knocked down 2 shots. But Anna Lambert had 18 and 10 the other night. I think she's only taken 1 shot, and I'm pretty sure that was blocked by Garrity. So it's been a good shutting her down and forcing Rignell to do everything else. If you're Riley County, someone else has got to step up and knock down some shots other than Rignell.
Both of these teams lost in sub-state title games a year ago. And both back once again. Nothing new for Nemaha Central. After the overtime loss to Silver Lake, they want to get back to a state tournament. Good defense by Ruski to deflect a pass out of bounds. As Rignell looks a little bit frustrated after that drive. And Riley County continues this first possession on the second quarter. 15 seconds in, 11-5, Nemaha Central by 6. 7 points early here for Addie Holthouse. Just 4 total fouls have been called in the game so far, 2 on each side. The ref's letting them play. Here's Lambert inside. A little hesitation, but I think they get her for a travel. They do. Just a little bit of an extra shuffle with the feet by Anna Lambert. As Trenton mentioned, she was great against ACCHS with an 18-point double-double, but that time a turnover, and the Thunder get another stop, and now it's their first possession on offense of the second quarter. Here's Larkin. Haley Holthouse now left wing. Back up top to Honeyman. Right back to Holthouse at the point. Left side to Honeyman on the wing. They go to Addie Holthouse. Nice move to the rack, and she banks it in. 9 points for Addie Holthouse and a 13-5 Nemaha Central lead early in the second. Rignell behind the back. Good defense here by Ruski at the point. Now Rignell picks up the dribble, has to get rid of it. Close to a 5 count. Addie Holthouse nearly took it away. And I think they're going to award Riley County a timeout before that deflected pass. Listen to the crowd. Nemaha Central in control with an 8-point lead. Not quite a minute into this second quarter. It is a 30, so we will keep it right here. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. Timeout snack. Brandon Trenton and Colin all with you. Good start here for Nemaha Central.
Yeah, and like I said, could their length affect Riley County? And so far it has, and it's been a lot of Rignell just dribbling around. That time they got close to a 5 count before they got the timeout there, and they changed it to a 60-second. But, you know, if you're Riley County, you got to figure out a way to get Lambert. She had to play under the basket, but she shuffled her feet because she was bobbling it before she put it in. But, you know, someone else has got to put up a shot other than Rignell and or get open at least, because right now she's just dribbling around the perimeter a lot, and eventually she's going to put up a shot or she's turning the ball over. But like I said, that length of Nemaha Central's wearing on Riley County so far like I thought it might.
So taking a look real quick before we get back to the action, the Big 7 teams that are still alive, how about this? Riverside has both their teams in sub-state championship games tonight. You have Nemaha Central with both teams in sub-state championships tonight. You also have Perry Lecompton boys, who are going to take on a very good Heritage Christian team tonight, also in Class 3A. So once again, the Big 7 with a strong showing here and can have multiple teams representing in state tournaments next week. Out of the timeout, minute into this second quarter, Falcons with the ball, trailing Nemaha Central 13-5. Now look at the defense here for Nemaha Central.
A little 1-3-1-like look. Changed it up.
Changing it up, really extending it out. And again, as we talked about in pregame and through the first quarter and change, the length is a problem. And another turnover here for the Falcons as Ruski comes away with a steal. Here's Larkin. Nice drive and kick to Honeyman on the wing. Back to Haley Holthouse. Left side to Ruski. Nice ball fake. Baseline drive. Cut off there by Lambert. Turns around, reversing. Honeyman now a touch on the right wing. Long pass. Ruski left side for three. Short. Haley Holthouse, though, an offensive rebound and keeps the possession alive. Here's Larkin. Corner right. And it's going to be out of bounds. Good defense there that time by Maddie Davis for Riley County to force an Omaha Central turnover, their second of the half. Quick sub back in is Gracie Schofield, the sophomore guard, checks back in. Now the Falcons get the ball back, down eight, coming up on 2 minutes into this second quarter. Omaha Central backing off the pressure a little bit, as the Falcons have had some struggles here against this Omaha Central defense in the first half. Here's Rignell working around Ruski, cut off on the block. Nicely done there, but an up and under move is good. Good defense, but better offense by C.J. Rignell, and she's got all seven for the Falcons. They're back to within six at 13-7. Ruski left side on the wing. Skip pass right side to Haley Holthouse. Now Honeyman, quick touch pass. Ruski again a look. Same spot for three. This time she spins it in. Ellie Ruski from downtown. Thunder get a big three, their largest lead of the game at nine at 16-7. Tell you what, the Thunder, not the greatest three-point shooting team, but they will fire them if you leave them open.
Yeah, and Ruski's the one that's taking the most attempts coming in the game. She's one for two to start here.
Nice little dive and an easy bucket there for Lambert. And a good response there that time. Might have been the best offensive possession for the Falcons here. Nice drive and cut. An easy bucket. They're back to within seven at 16-9. First point for the Falcons outside of Rignell. Here's Addie Holthouse at the point. Nine in the first half for her to lead all scores. Ruski now on the right wing. Dribbles it back casually to the point. Bouncing it to Haley Holthouse on the wing. Ruski again will try a deep one from straight on. It's no good. But Honeyman an offensive rebound. Now Haley Holthouse drives through two. Throws up a wild shot. But right there is Honeyman, and she got the putback. Callie Honeyman has four and a couple of rebounds, 18-9, Omaha Central at 4:20 to go in the half. Here's Rignell into the front court, guarded by Ruski. Up top it goes to Shepherd. Shepherd looking right, goes into the corner with Davis, closed out quickly by Haley Holthouse. Shepherd saves it there from going beyond midcourt, skips it near side to Schofield. Schofield back up top to Shepherd, works it left to Lambert in the corner. 4 minutes down, 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. 18-9, Thunder. Solid on both ends here in the first half. Rignell still holding it. It's going to be a five count and a turnover. I just didn't think the situational awareness was there by Rignell, just really not seeing it, as the ref was not far behind to making that count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and another forced turnover by this Thunder defense.
Those were some big minutes on the bench by Ruski right there. She's gonna get, she got a loud ovation as she just came off the floor there, but those were some big minutes, knocked out on a three and was the one that was, had the responsibility of guarding Rignell.
Got a good ovation, as you mentioned there. Dollinghouse has checked back in. Here's Haley Holthouse on the wing right. Still a zone defense here for the Falcons. Here's Larkin at the elbow, driving down, kicking it back around the perimeter. Addie Holthouse, a touch pass to Dollinghouse, who gets it to Larkin on the right elbow. Now it goes back to Dollinghouse, who drives in, throws up a shot, no good, but a foul. Aggressive there for Cammie Dollinghouse, who is set to shoot two free throws. And the foul is on Lambert. That is her first. Team foul number three. Right now an 18-9 lead for the Thunder, trying to extend on it. First free throw is up and good for Cammie Dollinghouse, the sophomore guard. Hasn't been the best free throw shooter at just 49% coming in, but that one looked good. Has another one coming up and got them both. 20-9, an 11-point advantage here for the Thunder at 3:15 to go in the first half. Can the Falcons win the final three plus and chip a little bit closer before the break? Here's Rignell, left side on the wing, being guarded by Dollinghouse. Still dribbling on the wing, backdoor cut. Lambert shot up no good, a lot of contact and a foul. And a nice pass there by Rignell to Lambert on a backdoor. Lambert's going to shoot two as the foul is on Cammie Dollinghouse, her first. Team foul number three. First time at the free throw line tonight for the Falcons. Lambert, 2 points, couple of rebounds here early. She gets the first free throw. And she now has three, back to a 10-point game at 20-10. Second one is up, second one is down. So Lambert, 2 for 2. She's got 4. 20-11. 9-point advantage for the Thunder. Just under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Good anticipation on that pass and a steal for Rignell. She spins around Larkin. Shot is good. That was all C.J. Rignell, who now has 9. And it's a 7-point game at 20-13. Haley Holthouse for 3. It's an air ball. Lambert, the rebound for Riley County. Momentum here for the Falcons with 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Here's Rignell at the point. Left side pass to Davis. She'll fire a 3. That is short. And a rebound for Ella Larkin.
Yeah, it looked good coming out of her hand straight on. Just left a little short.
Here's Garrity. Short corner right. Closed out. Dollinghouse on the wing. Skips it far side of the floor. Addie Holthouse. Ball fake around Lambert. Threw some contact. Shot good from 10 feet. Addie Holthouse. First player into double figures with 11. And it's 22-13. Nemaha Central back in front by 9 at 2 minutes to go in the half. Trip to the state tournament on the line. Nemaha Central, number 4 ranked team in the state. Here's Rignell working in the right corner, bouncing it back up top to Lambert, who drives, splits 2, layup, no good. It just rattled out, but free throws coming up once again here for the sophomore, Anna Lambert. Garrity picks up her first team foul, number 4. Lambert, 4 points, 3 rebounds here early. She's 2 for 2 at the line. Make it 3 for 3. In games like this, when you just don't know, how important and magnified is every trip to the free throw line? And right now, Lambert is perfect. She's 4 for 4. Callie Honeyman checks back in here for Nemaha Central. It's a 7-point lead for the Thunder at 22-15 at 1:40 and counting here in the second quarter. Here's Larkin, left side to Honeyman, who just checked back in. Long skip pass to Dollinghouse in the right corner. Ball fake, drives, and draws the foul, and is set to shoot 2. Another aggressive play by Cambie Dollinghouse.
Got Maddie Davis first, second. Might have had a block charge call, but Davis had a little bit from the side with a forearm on the push, and Dollinghouse was like 0 for 5 or 1 for 6 there, and I guess Hiawatha. Now a perfect 3 for 3 from the line, so a little bit of redemption on the big stage here from the free throw line for Cambie Dollinghouse.
Thunder 6 for 6 here at the line in the first half. And I jinxed it. She finally missed one. Rebound for Anna Lambert. 23-15 Thunder and under 90 seconds to go in the first half. Once again, extending out that 1-3-1 look. Zone-wise defensively for Nemaha Central. Here's Shepard in front of midcourt. Gets it off to Rignell. Lobs a pass over here to Shepard. Short corner left here with Lambert. Lambert now drives, gets to the rim, throws it up and banks it in. A line drive shot that somehow went in. Lambert now with 8. It's 23-17. A minute to go in the half. Falcons are chipping away. Thunder is led as high as 11 here in the first half. And their lead has been as high as 11. Haddon Hilchin, head coach here for Nemaha Central, saying let's play for the final shot. Down to 40 seconds to go. A 6-point lead for the Thunder at 23-17. But certainly a little bit of momentum here for the Falcons. Can they get a stop here before the break?
Agazero favors Nemaha Central, so the old double-up tactic here. You know, if they get a bucket here and then they score out of the break, you know, Riley County might not get the ball back until they're down at least 10.
Falcons have stayed. We're down to 15 seconds as Cambie Dollinghouse is just dribbling about 3 steps in front of midcourt. Now she puts it down and works it. Right side to Honeyman. Right back reversal. Larkin on the wing. 6 seconds to go. Dollinghouse fakes. They set it up for Honeyman. Open look for 3. It's banked in! Right at the buzzer, Callie Honeyman from downtown. Are you kidding me? That is how you stop the momentum. And a 9-point Thunder lead here at the half. 26-17. And our halftime show is next, presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you've got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Nemaha Central 26, Riley County 17. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? And let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Court number 15. Good first half here for Nemaha Central, leading Raleigh County 26-17, as we're just kind of looking around some of the other locals who are competing in some state championship games tonight. 1A Division I girls, Donovan West Centralia, a 16-10 lead for D West after one quarter there. Boys side in Class 2A, Horton and Riverside playing right now, and the Chargers out of the NEKL with a 15-8 advantage over the Cyclones of Riverside. Of course, we got one more game coming up for you tonight, as it'll be a boys sub-state championship with Nemaha Central and Marysville. But real quick, before we dive into the numbers, Brandon, Trenton, and Colin all with you. Pretty impressive first half for Nemaha Central on both ends of the floor. Raleigh County, the last couple minutes of the second quarter, started building momentum. They got it back to within six, and they were down 11 just a few minutes prior, but they set it up. Raleigh County defensively couldn't get that last stop, and a huge momentum bucket for the Thunder. They get a three from Honeyman at the buzzer. Get it back to a 9-point lead. That's a big swing and obviously a big first half for Nemaha Central.
Yeah, and I mean, it was going to be a 12-12 tie for that quarter. It was going to be a deadlock, but, you know, Honeyman, who came, had all seven points down the stretch there, banked in a three from the wing and pushed it out to nine. But the story of the first half was Addie Holtel's putting up 11. On their side, it's C.J. Rignell and Anna Lambert versus Nemaha Central right now, as they've combined for all 17 of the Raleigh County points. They got to get production going otherwhere.
Yeah, that was going to be my next point. Can the Falcons spring an upset here with only two players scoring? I don't know if that's the case. It's by far and away their two best players, Rignell with 9, Lambert with 8. That's the 17 Raleigh County points right there. Nemaha Central, a little bit more balanced, but right now, again, as he mentioned, Addie Holthaus, 11 in the first half. They also got 7 from Callie Honeyman, including that last second three to close the half. They also got another three from Ellie Ruski, and then 3 points as well from Cammie Dollinghouse. Thunder, just 3 turnovers, very good in that regard. They had a 9-5 advantage in the rebound category. Both teams good at the line. Thunder hit 6 of 7 from the stripe. Falcons hit all 4 of their free throw attempts and had 5 turnovers. A 26-17 Nemaha Central lead at the break. We'll step aside for another timeout. Back after this here on KNZA.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These three fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Kansaland Radio.
Girls Substate Championship game here at the half. Nemaha Central leading Riley County 26-17. Brandon Salmon, Trenton Craxner, Colin Feldkamp with you. Real quick, we'll take one final break here before we start this second half. But real quick, 60-second preview here. Boys Substate title game coming up later on. Nemaha Central in Marysville. What the Thunder did last night, just an incredible game, knocking out previously undefeated, top-ranked Sabetha in what was just a fantastic game. And they're going to get another very tough test if they want to get to Hutchinson next week. We saw how good this Marysville team is. Big physical guards. They can defend at all levels. And again, you're going to need another great game plan and execution for the Thunder to get another big one.
And all the pressure is now on Marysville because they're expected to win because they're the hosts. They're obviously have a better record and, you know, they're another team ranked in the state. So if your Nemaha Central just play loose and free like you did last night and just let things come to you naturally, but, you know, Marysville, very good showing last night, especially in that second half. They showed how they can just go on a big run almost instantaneously. But they got the pressure of being at home, having a lot better record, and meeting a state-ranked team, kind of what I think affected Sabetha a little bit last night was the pressure. But like you said, game plan has to be there for Nemaha Central today to pull off another shocker.
Can they do it again? We'll see. That'll be in our nightcap here later on. But we still got two more quarters here in this girls' sub-state championship game. Can Nemaha Central move on and hold on? They lead Riley County, 26-17 here at the break. We'll take another 1 minute out. We'll come back in the second half. It's coming up next here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
In a recent survey, 43% of people did not buy life insurance because they were worried about making the wrong decision. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus. We know that life insurance can be confusing, but be assured, the Knights of Columbus is an organization that earns the highest ratings from independent rating services while maintaining ethical standards. Knights of Columbus agents are Catholic advisors working with Catholic families. Come see me, Kirby Schmelzley, at 416 Main Street in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Nemaha Central 26, Riley County 17, as we get set to start the second half here from Marysville. Brandon Tritton and Colin all with you. First of two games, two sub-state champions, two state participants set to be decided in Class 3A. And as we get set to start this second half, what can Riley County do a little bit different? What kind of expectation and changes do they make here to try to slow down what's been a pretty good offensive start here for Nemaha Central. And we talked about it early in the halftime report there about how you probably need a little bit more than Rignell and Lambert. You need some other girls to step up, provide some offense.
Yeah, like you said, they're going to have to get some other people to knock down some shots to offensively. But defensively, you know, I think you've had a rather good defensive plan. It's just the offensive rebounds have hurt you for some stick back and ones. And then, you know, you forced them to take threes, and they've made two. So that's probably part of your game plan. Just keep making them make those outside shots. Keep the pressure on them hitting outside shots and box out.
All right, we switch sides. Thunder now going right to left. They set it up for Addie Holthaus, who has an easy bucket at the rim. Larkin an assist, and Holthaus picking up where she left off in the first half. She's got 13, the lead back to 11, and a good start, 28-17. Nemaha Central early third. First possession here for the third quarter for the Falcons. They bounce it to the elbow. This is Shirley, and a little pull up from the left wing rattles in there as Shepard took it right from the elbow and knocked down a little jump shot, and there it is. Someone besides Rignell and Lambert scoring. Shepard on the board. It's 28-19. Falcons staying in that 2-3 zone. Dollinghouse working left side. Works it back to the point. Now, Addie Holthaus will skip it near side here to Garrity. Looking for Larkin. Lambert a steal.
That was just a bad pass.
Lambert right there to pick off that pass. Now, Rignell pulls up from deep. This one a little bit strong. And an offensive rebound, though, by Maddie Davis.
Long shot, long rebound, and Maddie Davis, right spot, right time.
Now Rignell drives, kicks it into the corner with Davis. Now a cutting Lambert shot short off the window, but she gets her own miss, puts it up, missing that opportunity. And now a foul on the rebound attempt, that third chance at it. I think it's going to be against Nemaha Central here. And they get Garrity over the back, her second. Team foul number one, so the Falcons, who had two good looks there underneath, avoid giving it back. They'll still keep the possession here. Now they bounce it into Lambert. Too easy. Just missed the layup, and she'll shoot two.
And three missed layups this possession for Lambert. And the last two were a lot easier than the first one. The first one was tightly contested.
Kelly Honeyman picks up the foul, her second. So two quick fouls picked up here by Nemaha Central. 6:41 to go, third quarter. 28-19 is their lead.
Really would have got liked to get that last one. You get the old-fashioned three-point play. She knocked down the first one, but have to sell for trying to get the second one here and just get the 2 points.
Lambert now with 9 in the game. She's perfect at the line. 28-21 now as she made both. 10 points for Anna Lambert. 28-21. Nemaha Central by 7 at 6:35 to go in this third quarter. Here's Addie Holthaus on the wing right up top to Dollinghouse, looking towards Holthaus. Now Honeyman has it on the left wing. Now Holthaus works back to the point. Takes it right there. Directing some traffic. Now Dollinghouse resets up top. They got Larkin trying to set a screen up top on Rignell in that zone. Now Larkin cuts. It's not there. They skip it to Dollinghouse on the wing. She'll drive. Took some contact and fading away. Knocked it in. Difficult finish for Cammy Dollinghouse, who makes it 30-21, 2 minutes into the third. Here's Rignell. Little hesitation into the front court, guarded by Honeyman. At the top of the key, Thunder going man-to-man. Lambert open for three, yes. Anna Lambert from downtown, big shot for the Falcons. She has 13, and it's 30-24. Larkin quickly inside, doubled and fouled on the floor. First foul against the Falcons here in the third quarter. They get Shirley with her second. But a big shot there for Anna Lambert to get the Falcons back to within six. Dollinghouse to throw it in, waiting for something to develop. Dollinghouse in the corner, skips it left side on the wing. Honeyman fires in and out on a triple.
Yeah, they're going to get Holthaus. They're going over the back, too.
And a foul on Addie Holthaus. That one was halfway down and out. And that foul is, you mentioned, against Addie Holthaus, her first team foul for three. And a chance for the Falcons to get a little bit closer. They're down six at 5.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. It's 30-24. There's the kickball there by Honeyman right near midcourt. The Falcons will have to throw it in. Far side of the floor. Addie Holthaus leading the Thunder with 13 points. Anna Lambert leading the Falcons with 13 points. Here's Shepard. Now Rignell, speaking of Lambert in the corner, they close out on her quickly, gets by two, tough shot, hits the front rim, no good, rebound for Addie Holthaus. Here's Holthaus down the middle, works it to the elbow, and then throws it out of bounds to nobody. Honeyman was moving towards the corner. I think Holthaus thought she was more going to be on the wing. Nonetheless, the Thunder turnover make it 5 in the game in that category. Sub into the game here for Riley County. Schofield checks in. And Shirley gets a breather. Once again, Falcons a chance to get a little closer.
Yeah, it's just about sticking around, which they've done. They've thrown that counter punch every time that Nemo Central's throwing the punch. They've had the answer so far sticking, and the longer they stick around, the better they're going to be feeling. And might be down 3 here.
Shepard just misfired on a 3. Lambert gets the rebound and puts it in. Nemaha Central won it over the back. They don't get the call, and the Falcons are within 4. And now Dollinghouse drives and forces up a shot. It's out of bounds. Deflected. And it'll stay here with Nemaha Central, but...
Yeah, that might have been a makeup call. I don't think that was deflected on Dollinghouse. That might have been for the over the back the other way. I didn't see anyone really deflect that, but the official confirmed it, so...
Here's Garrity, left side to Addie Holthaus. 4.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. A 4-point game in this sub-state championship game. Addie Holthaus again on the left wing. Garrity up top. Quick right side pass. Gets it right back from Honeyman. Now Addie Holthaus towards the left corner. Honeyman up top. Dollinghouse on the right wing. Puts it on the dribble towards the corner. Now drives baseliner. Pass through contact. Somehow got all the way through the bodies and got it all the way to Honeyman. And now Dollinghouse resets and Haddon Hilchin wants a timeout. You feel the momentum swinging right now to the side of Riley County. It is a full, so we'll step aside. 4:07 to go, third quarter. Riley County within 4 here against Nemaha Central. 30-26. We're back in a moment on KNZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Nemaha Central's 9-point halftime lead has been dwindled down to 4. It is 30-26 at 4:07 to go here in the third quarter. This girls' Class 3A sub-state championship game here tonight from Marysville High School. Brandon Trenton and Colin all with you. And the Falcons have played a very good quarter, inching their way just a touch closer out of the timeout that was called by Nemaha Central. Thunder with the ball. Far side, Larkin to throw it in. Dumps it beyond midcourt to Dollinghouse, who now walks it across the timeline. Long pass to Larkin back on the right wing. Up top it goes to Honeyman. Still his own defense for the Falcons. Now Larkin for 3. This one off the rim, no good. Tipped around, and the Falcons have it. Here's Rignell into the front court. Chance for the Falcons to get a little bit closer. Down 4 at 3:45 to go in the quarter. Here's Shepard. Left side pass. It goes to Lambert. Lambert up top to Shepard. Right back to Lambert in the corner. They play hot potato with it. Now Shepard finally works it back the opposite way to the top of the key. Near side pass on the wing to Davis. Right back up top to Shepard. Left side to Schofield. Back up top to Shepard. Now Rignell. Good pass. Lambert. Ball fake. Easy shot. Easy finish. 17 for Anna Lambert. And the Falcons are within 2 at 30-28. They've dominated this quarter. 3:10 to go. Dollinghouse left side. Honeyman. Dollinghouse. Holthaus now. Quickly surrounded. Throws up a tough one and somehow got the roll. Big shot for Addie Holthaus to stop the bleeding for a minimal second, 32-28 at 2:50 to go in the quarter. Thunder going zone look here defensively. Here's Davis, up top to Shepard, right back to Davis, right back to Shepard. Standing at the top of the key. They stay near side as those two continue to play back and forth. Now Shepard goes left, gets it to Lambert in the corner, holds it high above her head, now puts it on the dribble, waist high. Gets it back up top here to Shepard. 2:23, clock moving third quarter. A 4-point game in the sub-state title game. Good entry pass, Rignell on the block. Kicks it left wing. A 3 by Shepard. Is off the heel strong. Rebound for Cammie Dollinghouse. Jackson drives from the left wing. I think they can. And just the second team foul against Raleigh County. Haley Holthaus, Ellie. Garrity and Dollinghaus will get breathers. Holthaus will throw it in. Open. The Holthaus was blocked out nicely by Lambert. And Addie Holthaus will pick up her second foul on the rebound attempt. That's how both of her fouls have been called going over the back. 2:05 to go, third quarter. 32-28, Nemaha Central. And now knocked away, and now Honeyman comes away with a steal. So the Thunder get it right back, showing some pressure in the full court, and Honeyman swiped it away. Here's Haley Holthaus up top to Ruski. Ruski looking inside, instead left side to Honeyman on the wing. Now Larkin inside the free throw line, settles and fires, misfiring on a shot. And out of bounds, last touch by Holthaus underneath, and it'll go back to Raleigh County.
Man, a big break there because you unnecessary turnover there really by Rignell. Kind of let Honeyman take it from her, but get the defensive stand. So big play there, and you're still only down four.
32-28, pressure by the Thunder, but Lambert breaks it, gets inside the paint, kicks it out to Davis, who fires a three. This is short, fighting for the rebound, and Larkin ripped it away, but before that, it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it here with Raleigh County. Down to 1:27 left in this third quarter, a four-point Thunder lead. They led it by nine at halftime, but the Falcons have chipped away here in the third. This will be Shepherd to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. Bouncing it to Lambert, open, shot is good. Lambert with 19 in the game. She has been the difference here in the third quarter, and the Falcons within two. It is 32-30 at a minute 15 to go in this quarter. Here's Haley Holthaus at the point. Left side pass to Ruski on the wing. Back up top to Honeyman. Ball fakes. Pass short corner left here to Addie Holthaus. Puts it on the dribble. Little pull up, a little strong. Able to get her own rebound, though. Now she's caught between a couple white jerseys. Gets it back up top to Honeyman. Second chance here with 53 seconds to go in the quarter. Larkin in the corner. And nearly threw it away, and that is going to be a turnover. Went beyond midcourt. Honeyman chased it down. Thought for a second Rignell might have touched it, but she did not, and that is a Nemaha Central turnover.
And you're probably playing for the final shot here, so as long as you don't turn it over, you're down two, tied, or you got the lead to Raleigh County, which is right where you wanted the game to be.
They have been in control in this third quarter. 35 seconds, clock moving south. 32-30 game, Thunder by a deuce. Falcons could tie or potentially take the lead here on the final shot of the quarter. Deflected pass by Ruski out of bounds. They were looking for Davis in the corner. Stops the clock at 23 seconds. Drew Shirley going to check back in here for Schofield for Raleigh County. And this is not a Falcons team that plays deep into the bench. They go six. That's about it. Schofield's the only player off the bench that really sees minutes for the Falcons. 15 seconds to go here in the third. Raleigh County looking to play for the final shot. Here's Rignell. Left side pass it goes. This is Shepherd. Back to Rignell. Shepherd now on the wing. 6 seconds of three. This one no good. Tips around, and Ruski has it with a second to go. She doesn't get a shot up in time. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter. A two-point game in the sub-state championship. Our score after three, Nemaha Central 32, Raleigh County 30. And we're back for the fourth after this here on KNZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
One out of three American adults have prediabetes. Did you know that if you have prediabetes, you can make changes now to improve your health and prevent type 2? Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is hosting its fourth annual Prevent T2 program. An informational meeting will be held at the hospital on March 21st at 5:30 p.m. to review the program details. You will also hear from an individual who has completed the program. Please contact Leah Heinen at 785-336-0322 with questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
2-point game going to the fourth quarter of this sub-state championship game. The Nemaha Central girls leading Raleigh County 32-30, but the Falcons outscored the Thunder 13-6 in the third. They were down 9, but a great third quarter by the Falcons, and they're within 2 as we start the fourth quarter. Trip to the state tournament next week is on the line. Thunder up 2 with the ball to start the fourth. Here's Ruski, ball fake, kicks. Here's Larkin on the left wing. Back up top it goes to Haley Holthouse. Looking towards Honeyman. Instead comes back near side here to Ruski. Larkin, left side, baseline drive. Through some contact. No good on a shot. Lambert the rebound for Raleigh County. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Falcons can tie or take the lead. Rignell walks it across midcourt. Nemaha Central settles back into kind of looks like a 1-2-2 type of zone. Honeyman up top. Here's Lambert, who's been sensational tonight. 19 in the game to lead all scores. Rignell with it. She has 9 in between the rings out high. 32-30 our score. Fourth quarter of the sub-state championship game. Rignell gets it in the corner. Looking for a cutting Lambert. Swings it around two defenders up top. Shepherd for the lead. Got it and won. A 4-point play opportunity for Taryn Shepherd. And just like that, Raleigh County, a minute into the fourth quarter, has the lead. Haley Holthouse picks up the foul. That is her first. She comes out. Dollinghouse back in. But just like that, the Falcons up 1 and a chance to add one more, which would be a 4-point play here by Taryn Shepherd. Her free throw, no good. Rebound Larkin for Nemaha Central. 33-32, Raleigh County, a minute plus into this fourth quarter.
Now they take their first lead of the game there, you know. Hurts they can't tack on the free throw, but got the three-pointer to take the lead. Now you can shorten the game if you can get a defensive stop.
Here's Larkin, short corner, steps into a jump shot, spins out, no good. Addie Holthouse, the rebound, count it, and the foul. Huge play for the senior Addie Holthouse, 17, and a chance for one more. Thunder back in front, 34-33. And before the free throw, we get a timeout for Nemaha Central. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. How fun has this been here? A 1-point game with 6.5 minutes to go with a trip to the state tournament on the line. Our broadcast tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net. Providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Brandon, Trenton, and Colin all with you. You can obviously tell the Falcons made some adjustments at halftime. They fought back. They were down 9. They took the lead, but Nemaha Central just got it right back. And now this is going to be a chess match. Possessions are going to be limited. Everything is magnified now as we move tighter and tighter and deeper into this fourth quarter.
Yeah, and that was only the second offensive rebound you given up this half. And like I said, that's how Addie Holthouse started the game. You know, offensive stick back and one, and she did it again. She's been carrying them through the second half. She has all their 6 or 8 points currently, and Dollinghouse there are 2. She can make it 7 of the 9 here. Nope.
And missing the free throw. It's tipped around. Rignell able to gather it and keep the possession alive. So after the miss, 3B there. Thunder by 1 under 6.5 minutes to go. Here's Shepherd into the front court, left side on the wing for Raleigh County. Dribbles it back to the top of the key. Rignell being guarded by Holthouse very nicely. Lambert at the elbow turns. Facing on Honeyman, shot no good, or it was good, but they get a foul on the floor. This will be the final foul to give for Nemaha Central. It's team foul number 6. Honeyman picks up her 3rd. So the final 6-10, Raleigh County will be in the bonus. 34-33, Nemaha Central, 6-10 to go. Here's Rignell. Driving in, spinning, shooting, fading, and hitting. Rignell's first bucket here of the second half. Raleigh County back in front, 35-34, 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. Here's Dollinghouse, left side to Ruski, bouncing it up top here to Addie Holthaus. Honeyman on the right wing, quickly back to Holthaus, right back to Honeyman, goes to Dollinghouse in the corner. Dollinghouse, long pass, high left to Ruski. Coming up on 5.5 minutes to go in this sub-state championship. Here's Dollinghouse on the right wing, dives baseline, foul on the floor. Fourth foul against Ryan. And this one against Davis, and that is her third. Honeyman has three fouls for Nemaha Central, and that was the third there by Davis, and now it's lost inside after the inbounds pass, and the Thunder turn it over. Huge missed opportunity there. Falcons by one with the ball at 5:20 to go. It is 35-34. Nemaha Central right now on the defensive end, hoping to get a stop. Here's Shepard on a drive, kicks it left. Back up top here to Rignell, holds up a fist, calls out the play. Shepard in between the rings out high, guarded by Holthaus. Rignell now on the right wing, guarded by Ruski. They skip it to Shepard, who steps into a long two, and there's a foul.
Yeah, it's going to send Drew Shirley to the line. She was setting the screen. She got shoved, which is unfortunate because the jumper was not down.
Addie Holthaus now with three. Yeah, the shot was good, but the foul was on the floor. So this is going to put Drew Shirley to the line for a 1-1. She doesn't average even a point a game. 0.5 points per game to be exact. So again, not one to find the books too often, and a chance at a big free throw here, and she got it.
Yeah, that's the first time we've seen her shoot the basketball. Didn't take one shot against ACCHS their night. The first shot she takes tonight is from the free throw line. It was pure, but
chance to give her team a 3-point lead. She does. Pretty pure there for someone who doesn't score it a whole lot. 37-34 Riley County at 4:50 to go in the game. Thunder were up 9 at the half. Now they're down 3. Larkin drives, banks it in! Individual effort there for Ella Larkin. She's got 4. It's 37-36 Riley County at 4.5 minutes to go. Dwindling down the time here in this sub-state championship game. Here's Davis, right wing, guarded by Holthaus. Hands it off to Lambert, high right. And Kelsey Nelson has seen enough. She wants a timeout. The chess match continues here in the fourth quarter at the 30, so we keep it right here. 4:22 left in this game. 37-36, Riley County by a single point, as look at how packed this gym has become. Of course, the bleachers have been packed, but the entire railing now is absolutely packed as Marysville fans are coming in, and of course, Nemaha fans ain't going anywhere with the boys playing up next, but boy, look at this atmosphere, and we got ourselves a fantastic finish in store, 4:20 left.
Yeah, and it's going to come down to a matter of can Riley County make enough free throws, because if they're just going to stall and kill the time, they're probably going to get fouled eventually. They're already in the bonus, but if not, can you make enough shots to keep pushing your lead to force the pressure on Nemaha Central to make shots on the other end? Because it's only a 1-point game right now, but you're probably going to play through Lambert or Rignell. Rignell only has 2 points, that she had the first 7 or 9 points, but Anna Lambert came on this half, and Taryn Shepard had knocked down a couple shots. She had one that got taken away because of that foul, but you know, with Shepard emerging, Lambert carrying you, don't forget about Rignell.
Rignell, very capable. She has 11 and has the ball into the front court for Riley County out of the timeout. Gets it left wing. Ball fixed on Ruski, steps back and settles down a little bit, kind of resets the offense. Here's Shepard driving, kicking. Rignell fires a three, in and out, but Lambert the rebound, missed the layup. Oh, boy, does she want that one back. Lambert had a free layup, and now a double dribble is called against Addie Holthaus, and the Thunder give it right back. It's their fifth turnover of the half, eighth of the game. Falcons at 3:56 to go, leading by one. Boy, huge plays on both sides. The Falcons not affected by a missed freebie as Holthaus turned it over via a double dribble. 3:50 and counting left in this game. Riley County with the ball leading 37-36. Riley County was the 4 seed in this sub-state bracket. Here's Lambert, pull up, got it. 21 for Anna Lambert. The Falcons lead back to 3 with 3.5 minutes to go. And that's a travel. No, they're going to get a foul. I thought they were going to get Dollinghouse with a travel there with the shuffle of the feet. But they get Rignell with a blocking foul. That is her second, team foul number 5. So just one more foul to give for the Falcons before Nemaha Central is set to be in the bonus. Haley Holthaus checks back in for NC. A 3-point Falcons lead. Dollinghaus dumps it right corner to Larkin. Here's Addie Holthaus up top. Left side, Dollinghaus for the tie. Hits the rim, goes over the backboard and out of bounds. Falcons get the ball back. A 3-point lead at 3:23 to go. Thunder now push the pressure up a little bit. Now backing off near midcourt. As Rignell wasting no time. Or wasting a little bit of time. Just casual across the timeline. Into the front court. Left side to Shepherd. Guarded by Addie Holthaus. Coming up on the final 3 minutes of this sub-state championship game. The Thunder going to have to rally here. They are down 3. Here's Rignell stepping back on the left wing. Dribbles it back to the top. Gets a ball screen from Shepherd. Right side, Davis open. Missing a 3. Lambert the rebound. Missing another one. And a fight for the rebound. A jump ball possession to Riley County. That's the second time that Lambert has had almost a free look at the bucket, but missing. And then Holthaus got the second miss, but was instantly tied up. But the Falcons keep the possession. We're down to 2:46 to go. Still 39-36 Falcons. Lambert gets it in, dives in, her shot good, and one. 23 points for Anna Lambert, and a chance for one more. Falcons by 5.
Yeah, and in the end, she's going to take that result right there. We'll take the and one. She's missed plenty of layups. Could be a Riley County by about 10 if she made more of her layups than this half, but he calmly knocks down the free throw, and now the pressure has swung to the Nemaha Central side.
All of a sudden, a 6-point deficit for Nemaha Central with 2:39 to go and a timeout. This is a monster possession coming up here for the Thunder. Down 6, 2:40 to go. We'll step aside, back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, let's get you caught up on the game situation. Riley County leading the Nemaha Central girls 42-36, 2:39 to go in this sub-state championship game. This has been a tale of two halves. Nemaha Central built a 9-point lead in the first half, had it to 11 at multiple occasions, took that 9-point lead into the third quarter. But it has been all Riley County here in the second half. They have built now a 6-point lead at 2:39 to go. Lambert's been huge. They've gotten some other contributions from Shepherd and Shirley. And right now, this is arguably the biggest possession of the season to this point for Nemaha Central out of the timeout. You're down 6. Under 2:40 to go. Let's see what they draw up. Here's Addie Holthaus in the corner. Dollinghaus right side on the wing. They set it up for Larkin. Now Holthaus a post touch. Shot is up. Good! And the foul! That is how you draw something up. You get an easy bucket and a one. Addie Holthaus with 19 and a chance to get her team back to within 3.
Now it's what, her third or fourth and one.
Shirley picks up her third.
She converted every time except the last one, but need this one here to get back down to 3 and calmly.
Yeah, she does. Big time for the senior. 20 for Addie Holthaus. 42-39. Riley County with 2:20 and counting left in this game. Thunder going man-to-man here. Rignell walks it into the front court, guarded here by Ruski. Works it towards the left wing, backing down on Ruski. They get it back up top here to Shepherd. Shepherd right side pass. No one closing out on Shirley. Shepherd back up top to Rignell. 2:05 to go. 3-point Riley County lead. And the Thunder get a big, big stop here. This is Shepherd at the point. Dribbling waist high with the left, crossing back over to the right, goes to Rignell, right side on the wing. Down to 1:50 to go. Falcons wasting time here. Now Larkin finally pushing some tempo here on Shirley. A timeout for Raleigh County at 1:44 to go. And we'll keep it right here. Falcons and the ball.
The ball to Drew Shirley. Noah's going to go out and guard her and run some clock. And eventually Larkin came out in pressure and they call that timeout to avoid this 5 seconds. But Noah's going to guard her. Just let her get fouled. She calmly knocked two free throws or let her run as much clock as they want until she comes out and pressures her, but said it. It's about limiting possessions, and Raleigh County's put them in a position to do what they did against ACCHS to where they're able to run the clock and limit the possessions, and they still hold that three-point lead, so it's about making free throws.
I was about to say, what's kind of the game plan here defensively for Nemaha Central? How long do they go before, you know, obviously you want to get a steal, but ultimately at some point, you know how Raleigh County's going to work it. They're going to take as much time off as possible. So at some point, if Nemaha Central can't force a turnover, get it back, they're going to have to foul. How long do they go? They're still 1:44. So in a game of this magnitude, in a game that's this close, that final 1:44 is going to seem like an eternity. But here we go, out of the timeout. Falcons get it into Rignell. She's quickly doubled and down to 1:40. Works it back to the left wing. Guarded here, man-to-man by Ruski. Hands it off to Shepherd in front of midcourt, guarded by Addie Holthouse. Works it right, Rignell on the wing. 90 seconds to go in the sub-state championship game. 42-39, Raleigh County with the ball. Here's Shepherd now high on the left wing. Rignell cuts through, gets it a little bit more shaded towards the corner. Lambert cuts through to the corner. Rignell backs it out with a minute 15 to go. They've wasted nearly 30 seconds here after this timeout.
And they're just going to let Rignell dribble it. And gape it up. I was going to say, her Lambert's going to be the one you want to shoot free throws. And
how long do they go? It's down to a minute.
Now they're trying to foul, but that might be intentional.
Rignell.
I mean, Bruce just two-handed shoved her a little bit, but not really trying to go for the ball. Lucky they didn't call intentional there, but so, the last of the one-and-ones here with Rignell.
Yeah, so 46 seconds came off the clock there. We're down to 58 seconds to go, and now free throws coming up for C.J. Rignell. A three-point Raleigh County lead, a chance to get it back. She missed the free throw. The one-and-one short and a rebound for Addie Holthouse. A three-point game, 53 seconds and counting, and Haddon Hilchin is going to call a timeout. My, oh my, why not have our first game of the night come down to the absolute wire? 42-39 Raleigh County, 52.2 seconds to go. Thunder down a triple. We'll have the ball in the front court.
And you don't need a three. I mean, you have plenty of time to go get a two, maybe an and one. You've had a couple of those. And then foul, which they would get two free throws on their end, but worst case scenario, you're back down three. And you might want to foul Rignell again. She just missed the front end of a one and one. But don't need to chase the three ball yet unless it's a good look. But, you know, Raleigh County, similar formula to what they did to ACCHS on Thursday night. They just kind of stuck around, eventually overtook the lead from Nemaha Central, and then they limited the possessions and hit shots when they needed to, and obviously just missed the front end of a one-on-one. But for the most part, they've done a great job, and it comes down to one more defensive stop now and then heading back to the free throw line.
So here we go, 52.2 seconds to go out of the timeout. Nemaha Central down 42-39 with the ball. Here's Dollinghouse. Under 50 seconds now. Addie Holthouse in the corner. Dollinghouse up top, faking left. Larkin, right side in the corner. Same play as we saw last time, but Raleigh County was ready for it. They come away with a steal. Turnover by the Thunder. 36 seconds to go. Rignell is fouled. 35 seconds to go. Rignell with a 1-1.
No, it's double bonus.
Or double bonus time. Beg your pardon. So that is the 10th foul. So Rignell now is going to shoot two.
Yeah, that was, she just missed the front end of the last 1-1. Oh, you'd really like her to get a pair, but you just want her to get at least one here if you're over there on the far side and sitting cheering for Raleigh County.
Yeah, calm and cool, yeah. Rignell hits the first. She's got 12, and the lead is 4 for the Falcons at 43-39. 35 seconds left in this game. Second is up. She missed the second, so a 4-point lead. 33 seconds to go. Addie Holthouse the rebound. Here's Ruski in the corner. And her pass is deflected and taken away by Lambert, and another foul. And Lambert now will shoot two. She is 7-for-7 at the line. There is 26 seconds to go. Ruski picks up her third.
Honestly, don't know if that was maybe even a shot from Ruski that got blocked by maybe Shepherd or Lambert to grab the rebound. I think she might have just been putting up a shot. Like you said, hard to tell. And Lambert's been ice cold so far from the line. And as I say that, she misses.
Lambert, that is her first miss at the line. She's got 24 tonight, 16 here in the second half. She has been the difference for Riley County.
And she was the difference the other night, too. She has 11 rebounds to pair. She had the 18 and 10 against ACCHS in the upset.
She made them both. She's got 25, a five-point lead. Clock dwindling here for the Thunder. 20 seconds to go. Ruski, a look in the corner for three. Oh, it's halfway down and out. No good. Larkin gets the rebound. No good, but a foul. With 15 seconds to go, Larkin will shoot two with her team down five. Lambert picks up her second, but huge free throws coming up here for Ella Larkin.
Now Nemaw Central's going to call their last timeout here. Maybe stay and make the first one here, intentionally miss, and see if you can get a putback to get down to two, or maybe get an and one there and have a chance to cut it to one. Perhaps, I don't know.
Interesting to see. What
5-point deficit, 15 seconds. Looking somewhat bleak, you know, the time's not really on your side, but crazy things happen all the time.
Well, some things are going to have to go. Maybe a little bit of luck here down the stretch for Nemaha Central. They want to get to state, but an impressive second half by Riley County is putting them ever so closer to a state tournament berth next week. Right now it's a 44-39 Riley County lead. 15.1 seconds left in the game. Free throws coming up here for Nemaha Central and Ella Larkin, who has been quiet tonight after she had 18 against Hiawatha earlier this week in that semifinal game. Larkin is at the line. Honeyman, Ruski, Dollinghouse, and Holthouse are on the floor for the Thunder. Starting five in for Riley County. 15.1 seconds left in the game. 44-39. Riley County with Larkin at the line. First free throw is good. She's got five. 44-40 is the score. All right. Do they miss it purposely? Thought about maybe that is an option. Doesn't look like she's doing it, and she puts it in. So two big free throws, a three-point game. Now they show pressure here. It's bounced in and a foul, as Rignell was knocked down by Cammie Dollinghouse, who picks up her second. Just a half a second off the clock there. 14.5 left in the game. And again, this will put C.J. Rignell at the line for two. Yeah, if you're Riley County, do not turn it over. Make your free throws, and you're on to stay. Rignell's first. Good. Hit the rim four times and somehow dropped through. And a timeout now for Riley County. It is a full. We'll step aside. 14 and a half seconds left. A four-point Falcons lead back in 30 here on KNZA.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Riley County, 14 and a half seconds away from knocking out number four ranks, or number four in the state, Nemaha Central, here in this sub-state championship game. Falcons will have one free throw out of the timeout with C.J. Rignell. She knocked in the first of the two before that timeout, giving her team a four-point lead back at 45-41. Rignell, 13 tonight. She's 2-for-4 at the line, and she gets the second. 14 in the game. A five-point game. Now Nemaha Central, they need something quick. Here's Larkin, a deep three. This is off the rim, no good. It is battling around with 4 seconds to go. Jump ball, Nemaha Central ball, but just 4 seconds remain in the game. And time is running out on the Nemaha Central season. Falcons fans are on their feet. Larkin to throw it in. Gets it into Dollinghouse in the corner. Had to throw it up there. Now Honeyman, it's going to be an air ball three. It's over. And Riley County is a sub-state champion here in 2022-2023. They knock out number 5 in the state on Thursday, and they knock out number 4 in the state tonight. So a sub-state championship game and move on to the Class 3A state tournament next week in Hutchinson. Again, the final score, Riley County 46, Nemaha Central 41. A timeout, and our post-game show is next here on Cantaland Radio.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lincoul.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Another upset by the Riley County girls basketball team. Thursday night, they knock out number 5 ACCHS. Tonight in the sub-state championship, they knock out number 4 ranked Nemaha Central. Final score, Falcons 46, Thunder 41. Our post-game show is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Well, before we dive into this one, a tale of two halves. Thunder controlled the first two quarters, leading it by 9 at halftime, but a 29-15 second half advantage for Riley County. Big stops. They make clutch free throws, a 13-6 third quarter, and then a 16-9 fourth quarter. What a rally. What a comeback. And the Falcons are the sub-state champs here in Marysville.
Yeah, and I said it, the longer they stuck around, they give themselves a chance, and they took the lead. And I mean, they didn't really look back from there. They shortened the game, and like I said, they made shots every time they needed to. They made a big shot to push the lead back out to 3, 4, 5 points. They made enough free throws in the end to survive. And you know, hats off to them. They came in as the 4 seed, and it's crazy what one thing can do, because they were dead in the water against Tabitha, but Rignell hits a buzzer beater 3. They go on to upset ACCHS and Nemaha Central. Now they're dancing in Hutchinson. So, you know, you never know what some can lead to, and that's a solid squad that might make waves at Hutch next week.
Well, they got two really good players, and tonight it was Anna Lambert once again, who had 18-10 against ACCHS on Thursday. Butts out a 25-point, 11-rebound double-double. She was, again, sensational in the second half, but she had 17 of her 25 in the second half. C.J. Rignell finishing with 14 for Riley County. They got 5 from Taryn Shepard. Drew Shirley finished with 2 points. 6 turnovers, 14 rebounds, and the Falcons were 13 of 17 at the free throw line. They get to the state tournament in Hutchinson next week with a record of 15, or correction, now 16-7. Well, for Nemaha Central, for another year, they finish up in the sub-state championship game with a loss, and they'll finish with a record of 20-3. They got 20 points and 9 rebounds from the senior Addie Holthouse. They got 7 from Callie Honeyman. They got 6 from Ella Larkin, 5 from Cammie Dollinghouse, and 3 from Ellie Ruski. Thunder had 10 turnovers, 18 rebounds. They were 9 of 11 at the free throw line. Just a tough one here for Nemaha Central. The boys getting set for Marysville in the nightcap. Still a chance for a Thunder squad to get to state next week, but man, just a tough way to go out for Nemaha Central here tonight. Controlled the pace and tempo in the first half, but credit Riley County again. They made all the adjustments in the world. Lambert blew up and Brignell stayed steady, and they got a little bit more contributions elsewhere in the second half, and nonetheless, the Falcons victorious with a 46-41 win over Nemaha Central. Now time to announce our player of the game. It's our player to bank on. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. As again, the Nemaha Central season has come to an end with Addie Holthouse leading the way with 20 points and 9 rebounds. But when you look at it for Riley County, obviously it's Anna Lambert. She was sensational, 17 in the second half, a 25-point double-double. And you look at it really in the second half, she was the difference. The Nemaha Central had no answer for her. Every shot she was putting up seemed like it went down. She was aggressive offensively on the defensive glass as well. She was really the true difference maker in the game, and she's the reason you can point out and say that Riley County's off to the state tournament.
Yeah, and she also missed a lot of layups inside, so she could have had easily a 35-point game. And, you know, Lambert and Rignell's probably one of the better duos, at least in this area, and might be one of the best duos out in Hutchinson next week. And, you know, it's just a matter of can they stay out of foul trouble and can they get enough out of their other players. You know, Shepard hit a big three, and Drew Shirley didn't shoot the ball, take one field goal attempt, knock down two big free throws. So as long as you can get enough from your supporting cast and your two star players and score the ball and you stay out of foul trouble, Riley County is dangerous to make some waves in the state tournament next week out in Hutch.
Yeah, you just need players who can play. You need players who can score. Falcons have two legit pieces with Rignell and Lambert both on display tonight, and they end Nemaha Central season as the Thunder will finish 22-23 with a record of 20-3. Lady Falcons, they're on to state next week. Be interesting to see where they shape up with the rest of the field as they will go in with a record of 16-7. So that's going to do it here for our first broadcast tonight, as now we get set for the boys' sub-state championship game here in about 18 minutes. The Marysville fans are piling in on the far side as the Riley County fans exit. The Nemaha fans staying true as the Thunder boys will try to take down another ranked team tonight. This time, the host Bulldogs, who are number 7 in the state. So we'll step aside for a quick timeout. Colin will take care of you here in the studio for the next 14 or 15 minutes, and then we'll come back and get you set for the boys' 3A sub-state championship game. Again, one final time, our final score here in Game 1. The Riley County girls defeating the Nemaha Central Thunder, 46-41. They are on to the state tournament next week. We'll step aside back in about 14 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?